This is episode 10 of What's Been Better. This week, we're talking about oppression and what it feels like to have our bodies, behaviors, and even our breathing policed. And policed by those who see it as their duty to control our progress, positions, and sometimes our positivity. If I'm minding my business, why haven't you figured out how to do the same? If you've been here before, you know we cuss. And if you're new here, please get used to it.
Sylvia, I got a feeling you got a lot to say today.
Yeah, I'm going to say a lot.
Mm-hmm. But I believe you. Mm-hmm.
Before I say anything, if you haven't already, please like, share, subscribe, do something with this show, but do not keep it for yourself.
Yes, please share.
Yes.
Especially today. Yeah, what's on your mind? What's been better first? What's been better?
We took a couple weeks off for birthday celebrations for this lady. And my person needed a break.
Yes.
And I guess I needed a break. I didn't really take a break, but I needed a break just to reset. Mm-hmm. So it's a new month and getting things back on track feels better. So it's almost time to get everything out of the greenhouse and start growing. It's time now to like start figuring out different things with the show, just new stuff. Feeling
nice.
A little refreshed, I guess.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
What's been better for you?
Well, I'm a whole new year.
Yay.
Older, hopefully wiser. That's the biggest thing. I feel really good. Mm-hmm. I'm just getting over our cold, which only lasted like maybe a day. I'm very, very happy about that. So it's just a little bit of sniffles. But other than that, I feel much better.
Good.
I got a chance to see my grandbabies
a
couple of times. That's been really, really good. Mm-hmm. My daughter and I are getting reacquainted, which is a good thing. I'm very hopeful. And it's very important that I keep my mind on the things that I desire so that I can see them show up in my life. So,
yeah.
And I'm ultimately, overall, I'm just in a really good place in life. And I'm thankful for that.
Good. That's good. Well, things are changing. But,
And what does that mean?
Like, change is good, but it's also a little bit like, oh boy, is this the right way to do this, you know, kind of thing. So I'm excited, but I'm cautious, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm feeling right now.
Okay. About?
Just different things happening, different like feelings of okay, this is progress. This is what new progress looks like. This is what change looks like now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, what are we talking about today?
Okay, so in the last couple weeks, not even just myself, but just watching, you know, I watch so much TV and I consume so much news and so much media and so many things. I've just been seeing people who don't look like us police people that look like us, just regular people telling other people what to do. Mm-hmm. And how to do and not to do, instead of just you live your life and I'll live my life and everybody will be okay. Mm-hmm. Like literally, I love social media. I do. It's toxic sometimes, but it's super helpful at other times.
Okay.
I like to get on TikTok and share everything. I just do.
Right.
I don't think gatekeeping is like the best policy when it comes to like when you're learning something or when you've achieved something. I think it's like just share it, let everybody figure it out for themselves, but don't necessarily hold it to yourself. That's why I say at the beginning of the show, like share it. That's it.
Right.
So just going on and sharing, you know, a new product or a new method or a new whatever. And having someone come from like their side of the internet to my side of the internet, we're not friends, we're not followers, we're not socials, we're not nothing. Tell me like, no, you shouldn't do that. Don't do that. It doesn't work.
The audacity.
Right, but until I'm proven wrong, like, this is what I'm doing.
Right, right.
Like, let me do that. Like, I didn't ask you.
Right.
I literally...
unsolicited advice.
It is, but I think it goes further in certain situations. So, a couple weeks ago, it was the Oscars. Mm-hmm. And watching Angela Bassett, who we both know is, like, so more deserved. Forget the Oscars. She's just deserving of, like, any kind of flowers, any kind of accolades. She's done so much, told so many stories that stick with all of us. So for her to get passed over again, it was like, again? That wasn't the hard part. The hard part was watching she didn't win. Obviously, she's not happy that she didn't win, and she not being allowed to experience her emotions of not winning.
Exactly.
And being told that, like, she didn't have any class and that she should be grateful that she's even nominated and all of these things. And it was like,
yeah,
nah, fuck that.
Yeah. But, you know, for me, I consider the source, right?
Yeah.
Fuck that is right, because everybody goes through a period of, man, I wanted to win and I didn't. Are you going to tell me that you're going to feel excited for somebody else because you didn't win?
Right.
A basketball game, a football game. You got grown-ass men crying because they lost the game. And that's okay, because there is a feeling of hurt. There's a lot of emotion that goes through a thing. There's a lot of work that we put toward doing a thing. And yes, the competition can be fierce. And yes, there's a chance that you might not win. But you're always hoping that you are.
Right.
And when you find out that you don't, there is a brief, it could be long, period of sadness.
Yeah.
But you don't get to dictate how long somebody feels how they feel.
Right.
Or what they feel at all.
Or how they express how they feel.
Exactly.
Like, this whole thing, I've just seen it so many times in the last couple of weeks of, like, what class looks like. And it's like,
so what?
Your definitions of class are very hyper-specific, and they apply to very specific people, and they obviously don't look like me. And I feel like we are just expressive people. Our face is going to tell you everything you need to know before we open our mouth.
Yeah,
it just is.
Yeah, because we are who we are. But what it sounds like you're saying is somebody's trying to tell you how to be. And how to be, it sounds like that's phony, or that's pretentious, if you will.
It is to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even to, like, case in point, I think the Farmer's Almanac works. It works for me. Until I'm proven wrong in my situation, in my garden, it works for me. So I share that I use the Farmer's Almanac.
Okay.
People ask me, hey, how can I get a copy?
Right.
Hey, how do I read this? How do I use it? Whatever. And I explain it to them.
Okay.
Okay, so that happened over the last couple of weeks, because I've been using the Farmer's Almanac this year because I was like, I'm going to do better about planning my garden. So the other day, somebody says, hey, how do you read the middle column on the Farmer's Almanac? So I made, like, I don't know, it couldn't have been more than a minute video of, like, this is exactly what this says. Here's the actual instructions, whatever. Somebody came from their side of the internet to say in my comments, don't use the Farmer's Almanac. It's not accurate. Who asked you? Who asked you? I could see if you came from your side of the internet and said, the Farmer's Almanac hasn't always worked for me, but it's cool that it's working for you. That's totally different to me than you being like, it doesn't work, don't use it.
So tell me this, how did you feel when you read that?
I literally responded, everything doesn't work for everybody, but this is working for me now. And the person responded with something. I didn't see, I just saw the notification that they responded. But then they deleted their comments and went away. And I was like, well, that's how that works.
So, look at that. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. But it's so, just weird, right? Of like, why? Mm-hmm. If you don't like something, the best mm-hmm. thing that we all have right now is that we are all free. Mm-hmm. You can literally swipe. You can literally put on TikTok. You can literally hold the video down and push not interested, and you will never see my content again. There's your option. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Nice. So it's like, why do you feel it necessary to come over and say, well, your content is boring? That's why you can't get to 10,000 followers. It's because your content is boring.
Someone said that?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm. Mm.
But my response to them was like, but you're over here, so is it boring or is it you?
Wow, you said that back.
I surely did, because and why are you over here?
Yes, what response did you get?
They did not give me a response.
Good, good. I love that you are responding. And I hope that at some point you're just like, whatever. You know?
I am for the most part, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like the pineapple video, there were almost 1 million views.
Mm-hmm.
And hundreds upon hundreds of comments. And most of the comments are like, why did it take you 6 years? It only took me 18 months. Okay. Mm-hmm. Our whole entire joy is set around, it took us this long and we finally did it.
And that dang on pineapple was off the chain.
It was great.
Well, what I'm hearing based on what you're saying is that there are people who have miserable ass lives, who have some things to say, and they want, it's like they want to cough on you because they have a cold. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Lori, come on, let's talk about coughing on people. And miserable people.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're not on Twitter, right?
No. Well, I have a Twitter account, but I'm never on it.
Okay. So, of course, I'm on Twitter. This man is sitting at the Golden State Warriors game, taking a selfie of himself. But he's not really taking a selfie of himself. He's taking a selfie so that way he can see the woman behind him.
Oh.
It's a whole section of people. Everybody's cheering. Everybody's excited because they're at a Golden State Warriors game. Yeah. Like, you get to see Steph Curry and everybody else. You should be excited. But he's posting this picture of himself and this woman and all the other people because she has a mask on.
Okay.
And his caption is, she didn't get the memo that masks don't work. You are at a Golden State Warriors game, 2 to 3 rows in front of this person. So you have better seats.
Mm-hmm.
You're at a Golden State Warriors game. Why are you not living your life and being excited about being like, you're so miserable that you literally have to turn around.
Right.
You have to turn around to see something that's not pleasure or not bringing you joy. Like, why are you that miserable? Like, let that woman live.
Mm-hmm.
Let her do whatever she's doing. You do whatever you're doing.
Right.
It's so, like, you want to be coughed on? Go ahead. You want to cough on people? Cough. Do whatever you want to do. I'm going to wear my mask. Mm-hmm. It's not going to harm you. You are going to be perfectly fine if I put my mask on. And well, so will I.
Yes, you're absolutely right. But just like you're saying, you're miserable.
Yeah.
And somebody's world is not aligning with yours, as though we're entitled to that. We walk around with these little senses of entitlement, like, I'm not wearing a mask anymore. You shouldn't be either. This is how life is for me. You should, you know, that. Remember we talk about these shoulds? The shoulds are all over the place. There's so much shoulds. It's things. Should everywhere. You know, it's just amazing. But at some point, we have to figure out how to become immune to the shoulds in this world.
Yeah.
Immune to how people show up and let it be a marker. It like to let you know this is what's going on in this person's heart.
Yeah.
You know, because they're miserable.
It's, and I know misery wants company and they absolutely need it to thrive on, but like, I'm trying to spread positivity, joy, access, love,
yes,
growth,
yes. Mm-hmm.
persistence, all these things. you are impeding my progress.
Well, no, they're not. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm. We allow them to. You just keep spreading out your beautiful flowers of positivity and growth and success. You feel like, oh, I see you over there. You sprinkle a little his way too. Mm-hmm. And keep that shit pushing. Yeah. Otherwise, that cough can infect you.
True.
That should can infect you. And yeah. We have to be very careful about these things. I saw what happened with Angela Bassett. I made a post about it. Mm-hmm. And what's funny is, I don't know if the analytics took it to where only one person saw it, but I know that I have all these friends. Mm-hmm. How is it just one person saw that?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's interesting how that happens. And I could repost it again, but I'm like, no, I'm not, because I know what I felt about that. And I understood her, and I stood in solidarity with her, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the thing that we're going to have to do as yeah. more and more of this stands up. If we decide not get pulled into the bullshit, because that's really yeah. what that is trying to get us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get pissed off, they're gonna be like, ah, I got you.
I feel that so much, especially with the mask thing.
Mm-hmm.
That one I'm like immune to for sure.
Okay.
Like,
what's up?
People give me so many backhanded, sideways comments about the mask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Drew and I just got new masks and we were like so excited. And of course they coordinate and like mine matches my What's Been Better sweatshirt. So of course I'm like, I'm putting this on. This is going to happen.
Nice.
And we went to a party this past weekend. And somebody at the party, a couple of people at the party had shit to say about having masks on. And I'm like, strep is going around.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck COVID. Put COVID on the shelf.
Right.
People are surviving COVID. If you've ever had strep, and if you've ever had strep twice, you know you're not trying to get it again, mm-hmm. like ever. So the fact that strep is going around, I'm like, I'm definitely putting my mask on. I don't give a damn where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
We went on vacation. I was on the beach with my mask on because mm-hmm. there were 3 busloads of a school
right.
at the beach. I'm going to have my mask on. I'm just not in with mixing air these days.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me. Did right. I go around trying to give everybody a mask and say, you should put a mask on. Put a mask on your face so we can all enjoy this. No.
Right.
I had my mask on. I took my little pictures with my mask on. That was it. It was mm-hmm. enough. I was fine. I can't remember what the lady's name is on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
This woman was getting new containers from Walmart, and they were plastic. Mm-hmm. And you know, this whole thing's going around about plastics and leaching and what you shouldn't do and how you shouldn't do. But I mean, what you can afford is what you can afford.
Right.
And how you can do is whatever you can do. And these microplastics are in us at this point. So we just got to push through. So she gets these buckets, and I think they were like, I mean, they were cheap. And they were going to work because they were big containers, and it was going to be nice for little, you know, miniature garden beds. And of course, somebody comes from that end of the internet to this end of the internet and is like, what are you going to do when it heats up and it starts leaching into your soil or whatever? And she made the best response video. She said, you know what? I'm going to be fine and you are going to be perfectly safe because I never invited you over for dinner to eat anything out of my garden.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm minding my business. Thank you for your concern.
Right.
It's more wrapped in judgment than it is concern.
Right.
But I didn't ask you to share this with me. I just told y'all, like, this was what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to keep doing it.
Right. That, I love it. And that's an excellent response mm-hmm. because it keeps you at a space where you don't go down.
No.
You're not, like, dipping into a lower vibration because somebody said something or hurled some kind of accusation or judgment against you.
Yeah.
People going to do that.
It. Mm-hmm.
It's not. It is absolutely not. We're going to be miserable and just full of rage if we keep doing that shit. You know?
I think so, but I also think, I know we can skip over these people and I know we can just go, okay, they're all miserable, but we also need to let them know that they're being miserable.
No, that's good. It's we just also how we let them know.
How we let them know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not going to keep letting you walk down the wrong path. I'm just not. You're walking down the wrong path and you're going to fuck around and find out. And I would rather you not have to. I would rather give you that little like warning shot of like, hey, you are going down the wrong path. You should turn around. You should quickly turn around.
Well, I will tell you, that's a form of love, by the way. That's a form of compassion that we're exerting, because we could say, fuck off, fucker. You know, but you didn't do that. You're saying, listen, I'm just going to warn you. You know? Yeah.
I mean,
that's
I think so. I think it's, it is draining at some points, because you're like, I'm fine, y'all. It's fine.
Right.
Yes, I'm on the beach with a mask on. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm going to do this differently. It's okay.
Right.
Like, nobody was harmed in the making of this video. It's
exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
You know? So it's just, I could see if I was out doing things that were like, this is going to get somebody else hurt. If I was trying to do some weird TikTok challenge where you steal a car or harm yourself.
People out there doing that?
These things happen. Oh, these things totally happen. But that's not me. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I'm about. That's not what my thing is. And I'm not going to fail and then go, don't y'all do this ever again. It never, ever works. I'm just going to say, hey, pro tip, don't do this this way, because this is clearly the wrong way. Try this or this, or let me know what way does work. Mm-hmm. But to just blanketly say, this is never going to work, don't ever do it. No.
Yeah. I'm telling you, people living in their own worlds, and they're experiencing their own reality, and they're spreading that reality everywhere. Yeah. And it's up to us to just be like, yeah, no, thank you.
Right.
I'm not going, you know, like, I'm not going to get invited to the foolishness. You know, no, thank you.
Yeah.
You know,
Go ahead.
I don't even remember.
I think it's also a thing of like, just because your brain can't imagine it doesn't mean that it's not possible.
Right.
You know, like, just because you, I even that's this hilarious. Weekend, you know, you're meeting new people and you're in small talk and people are like, well, what do you do? Well, you know, I told them what my little side gig job is. And then I said, you know, I have a podcast. And it's with my therapist. And I just, you know, gave him our little elevator pitch of what the podcast is about.
Right.
And the person's like, oh, no one wants to hear that.
What?
Well, at least if I talk to my therapist, no one would ever want to hear that. Like, oh. And I was like, well, everything is not for everyone.
I love that. I love, look at, man, look how you came back.
Because it's the same as people who are like, y'all cuss a lot on that show. Yes, the fuck we do.
Damn right. Okay. And you don't have to hear it. And that's cool
everything
with us.
Everything ain't for everybody. I appreciate you if you listen to it. But if you put it on mute just to give me the views, I'll take that too.
You know what? And guess what? If you don't listen to it, I won't even know.
No.
I just won't know. And won't care. But I definitely won't know. And it's okay. You know, life is going to keep going on.
I mean, it has to. If not, again, we'd be like rocking in the corner with their thumb in the mouth like, what are we going to do? And I can't do that anymore. Like, I refuse to.
No, absolutely not. And what I do understand, and I will always know this, is just that people are going to come from their own perspective. And so they're going to speak from how they've been raised, how they've been informed, how life is for them. And it might not line up with how life is for me. And that is okay. And I'm going to practice non-judgment as much as I can, you know? And I'm getting better every day. Some days I'm better than others. But ultimately, if I decide not to judge and notice what I'm noticing, I will see, oh my God, this person is hurting over here.
Yes.
And they're trying to hurl their hurt at me. It's going to be up to me to put my shutters up, close them bitches, and be like, oh, nope. Or my force field or something, so that I won't get this hurt or whatever that they're trying to hurl.
Yeah.
You know, that's going to be my practice every day. And keep trying, like you said, spreading positivity and love throughout. That's all we got.
I mean, we all have jokes and we all have a good time and crazy things happen and we all have something to say about it, or we just kind of look at it and go, whoa, that's, you know, wild or whatever. But I think when we start judging, especially young people, for being young people or not doing things that us older people would do in the way we would do them, or, you know, I find it interesting that the more I interact, the more I'm like, let me go back in the house.
Girl, I'm telling you.
Because y'all scary out here. Like, whew. I mean, even think about, I don't know if you watch basketball, but did you hear about the Angel Reese situation with the women's basketball?
Mm-hmm. And Caitlin Clark and how she did what she did early before. And then here comes Angel coming back around she gets eviscerated.
Yeah. I mean, and it went on. It wasn't just the tournament. I mean, it had been going on the whole season of like,
oh, wow,
you're ghetto, you're classless, you're what, you know, doing the most, whatever. And I was like, yeah, but have you seen her play basketball?
She's a beast on the field. I mean, on the court. She's right. Killing it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not taking away that, like, Caitlin Clark, she could play too. But it's just like, y'all know what this was about. It wasn't about anything else besides one looked like one thing and one looked like another. Like, I refuse. Mm-hmm. Like, if you looked at both teams, LSU versus Iowa, like, they had very specific differences.
Right.
It just was what it was. But it's the fact that you have people like Keith Olbermann, who used to be on ESPN, tweeting with Angel Reese's video of her doing that, or pointing at the ring saying that she's a fucking idiot. You're a grown man. Do you know what kind of like implications that is going to bring about?
But this is the thing. People don't realize when they say these things, you're right, the implications. They implicate themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, instantly, boom. Oh, thank you for showing me what's in your heart. It's corrupt. You're miserable. You're jealous. You're envious. Like, immediately. You're full of judgment, sir. And that also lets me know you don't love yourself. You don't love yourself at all. In fact, you hate yourself. Like, that's where I go with that. Instantly, because that is the thing. Instead of me feeling sorry for Angel at that point, because I already know she's not an idiot. In fact, she's breaking records and shit. Like, dude, you can't handle this. Yeah. You're miserable about that. So I'm like, go get help.
I think the scary part for me is like, how many other little black girls, little brown girls saw that and they took it on differently. Not everybody has figured themselves out like you and I have. Or like Angel Reese's. Like, I loved her tweets.
She killed it. That's why
Waking up and being like, I woke up as a black queen and I love it. Like, girl,
nice. Yes. But it's up to us. That's why I'm saying we have to keep saying this. Yeah. We have to keep shouting this out. I don't give a fuck how people think this might be boring. Somebody's not. And maybe they're not going to listen to all of the episodes, but they're going to hear one, and that one is going to make a difference for them. That's why we have to say it. That's why I have to say, oh, man, this guy is miserable.
Yeah.
You know, of course she's not an idiot. You know, we need to be able to come and combat the things that's being said and turn it around so we can know automatically. Anytime someone says something evil, it's coming from an evil place. And it's up to us to recognize and remember who we are. And we can't let anybody tell us who we are. We have to tell ourselves who we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, I love seeing all the people that came to her defense.
Yes.
Like Shaq.
I mean,
you could go down the list of all the people that were like, first of all, shut up.
Oh, did they say that for real?
Oh, yeah. Like, Shaq literally retweeted at Keith Olbermann and was like, shut your dumb ass up. Like, no.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
Because it was pointless. It was rude. It was disgusting. Yeah. And even I lightly applaud Caitlin Clark for being like, it's just basketball. Like, I was talking junk. She was talking junk. Like, it's not that big of a deal. I wish that there was a little bit more pushback from her and her team and her coaches and everything. But I mean, you can only ask for so much. But I do think it says a lot that we can continue to do this to Black women the way that we're doing this. Not mm-hmm. we, people,
right.
Are doing this.
So what do you suggest? What do you think needs to happen?
Oh, I've said it like, I don't know how many episodes ago. Mind your business mm-hmm. training.
Okay.
Mind your business. Go mm-hmm. to your corner. Find a tight right. corner.
Nice.
Sit down. Shut up. Because it's not harming you. It's literally mm-hmm. not. This is me on a court playing basketball for my team, with mm-hmm. my team, for my school.
Mm-hmm.
It don't have anything to do with anybody else.
Right.
We have to win this game to go to the championship, to do whatever, to do whatever, to do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean, you look at, not. I'm not even going to just say Black women. Look at everything Lewis Hamilton has gone through. Look at everything that LeBron James has gone through. Look at everything that the DA who is prosecuting Trump right now is going through. He's getting death mm-hmm. threats for prosecuting mm-hmm. Trump, who is yeah. a known criminal.
Right. Right.
Why are you mad with someone who is holding someone accountable?
Accountable. Well, that's what this world is coming to, Sylvia. That's why we have to bang the gong as long as we can, as long as we're alive, yeah. as long as we have breath in our bodies. We have to say these things. And evil is going to keep coming. It's going to keep coming, honey. You yeah. know, and so the thing is, we can't get weary. We can't, you know, we can't stop. And maybe yeah. we're going to have to do a tag team kind of thing, you know.
Yeah.
Something.
Okay. Another thing. Dr. Jill Biden saying that both teams need to come to the White House? Hell no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody don't need a cookie. Everybody don't need a trophy.
Right. Like, no. How are you going to say, you get a trophy, you get a trophy? You know?
Right?
Like, if we're going to compete, let's fucking compete. Right? Yeah. I don't really care about competing, but if we're going to do it, somebody's going to win and somebody has to lose, and that's life. And we mm-hmm. need to teach our children, people, what it's like to lose sometimes, because you're not going to always win.
Right.
You know, so
I thought she was wrong for that. Yeah. But I did like, I saw Angel Reese's response was that, no, that's fine. We'll go to the Obamas. I like that. Because, like, if you're going to treat us like we're beneath or we're not enough or we're not good enough, then we'll go where we're celebrated, not where we're tolerated. I'm not going to keep dealing with that.
Which goes back to the Angela Bassett thing.
Yes.
We can't give two shits about if they don't choose us or not. We already have to know, walking into this place, we are enough.
Mm-hmm.
I did my best. I did an outstanding job. If nobody celebrates me on this grand stage, I'm celebrating myself.
Yep.
I think go ahead.
I have to remind myself of that quite often. Like, when I get bogged down in the numbers for this show, or if I haven't done enough hours of research, or if I haven't done enough work or anything, if I don't do the dishes early in the day and I got to wait till late at night, you know, just things. If I get to that, I constantly have to remind myself that, like, I'm doing enough
mm-hmm.
because I'm doing, mm-hmm. you know, I'm going to keep doing the most, and that's okay for me. Like, mm-hmm. I am not setting out to harm anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Again, no one was harmed in the making of this video. It's fine.
Yeah,
I'm fine. You're fine. We're all fine. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be right then and there. You know, we're not curing cancer. We're just planting plants and making movies and doing whatever that we each do. And it's enough.
And it is enough. It is enough. And we also have to start believing in our word. Yeah. Our words are very, very powerful. That's why I have to be selective in what I say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like when you say we cuss for emphasis, we do. You know, we do a lot of play on words. But the truth is, what we proclaim is what we desire, right?
Yeah.
And if we don't, we have to really check in with ourselves and reframe this shit. You know, we have to.
Yeah.
You know, our podcast is stellar. What we have to say is on point. The people who need to hear it will hear it.
Yeah.
And the others, okay, God bless you. And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And keep it going.
Yeah, I hear you. You're not the only one to tell me or to say in my presence that we have to believe what we say.
We have to.
I'm guilty of not believing in my own words. but still proclaiming the thing. I guess because I'm still trying to convince myself of the thing that it's possible.
Right. And so we have to stop and just sit with that belief. Take it wherever it goes. And that's for everybody. If you believe that you're going to be an excellent football player, sit with that shit just for a second. Imagine it. Give yourself at least a minute to just dwell in it. Because if we don't believe who we are and what we say, who else is? If we don't support ourselves in our dreams, who else is?
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Everything happens as a result of how we feel. Everything yeah. happens as a result of what we say and what we think. Which is, it might seem weird, but it's the
good,
truth.
Bad, or other, though. Good, yes. Bad, or other. Everything is going to happen.
Oh, yeah. All of that. You're right.
And I think, too, understanding that whatever the thing is going to come. It's not going to necessarily come on your time.
Right.
Unless you force it to come. And forcing it isn't necessarily going to be the best result or the result that you think that you want. So wary about forcing things.
Mm-hmm.
But
just have faith.
Yeah.
Because faith doesn't force.
No.
At all. So just believe in the thing. Let it happen. Go do something else. Shit. Like, get distracted. And go do something else. And when you do that, it's really saying, you know what? It's just like knowing that when you turn the light on, that light is going to come on. Unless you didn't pay the electricity bill. But other than that, that light is going to come on and you have the faith that it is. You're not even thinking about it. Just like you sitting in a chair. You know that chair is going to hold you up.
Right.
You know this. That's how we have to live with the things that we desire. We have to believe it just like that.
Yep.
All and if we don't, we just practice.
Yes. Keep practicing. Keep practicing. That's me. I'm in the practice mode. I'm going to keep practicing. I wanted to say before we do anything else, before we go, before we start, before we do anything, that people are really oppressed out here through systems, through governments, through policing, actual policing, not just internet policing. And I wanted to make sure that space was held for them as well.
Yes.
Because I could turn the internet off. I could get off these apps. I could do whatever. Mm-hmm. I could join everybody else to take my mask off. And I would just blend in with everybody else. These people are incarcerated. These people are living without clean water. These people are living under governments and regimes that it's not going to change tomorrow for them.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sure that, like, their space to acknowledge that I'm still in solidarity with those people as well.
Absolutely.
So,
we are.
We are. Yes, we are. So, yeah. Aside from, you know, all the crazy stuff we talk about.
Yeah.
There's real people going through real shit as well. Not that what we go through isn't just as valid, but I still wanted to make sure that they are acknowledged too.
Absolutely.
So, well, thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. If you haven't already, like, share, subscribe, do something with this show, but do not keep it for yourself.
That's it for this week's show. I'm Lori Scott.
And I'm Sylvia Johnson. And you've been listening to What's Been Better.
A big thank you to Lagan Music Inc. for providing our music. This show is edited and produced by us, with a little help from our family and friends. We love you all.
We want to hear what's been better for you. To be a guest on the show, send us an email to questions@whatsbeenbetter.com. Or you can find us on Instagram and TikTok at What's Been Better Podcast.
Thanks for listening.